The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. The man who is the voice of hockey for millions of Canadians has fallen silent. Bob Cole did play-by-play for many of the game's biggest moments. Peter Cowan has more.
Good evening, everybody. And
growing up in St. John's, Bob Cole listened to hockey on the radio, practicing his own play-by-play with photos of the team laid out across his bed. He started calling local games in St. John's and in 1969 was behind the mic for his first NHL game for CBC Radio. From there, he moved to Hockey Night in Canada on television, a job he'd continue with for more than 40 years. He was known for his iconic phrases like that famous, "Oh, baby." He was the soundtrack to Saturday Night for many, but in an interview 5 years ago, he said that was never his aim. He just wanted to pass along his enjoyment of the game.
Never mind me or whomever broadcasting, enjoy the game.
He continued calling games even into his 80s. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame and was a member of the Order of Canada. Bob Cole was 90 years old. Peter Cowan, CBC News, St. John's.
Two 14-year-olds have been arrested in Halifax and charged with second-degree murder. The charges are related to an attack on a 16-year-old in a shopping mall parking lot. Ahmed Al-Marak came to Canada from Syria 8 years ago. He was found injured outside the Halifax shopping center Monday afternoon and died in hospital a short time later. Police say they believe the killing was not a random act. The teens are scheduled to appear in Halifax Youth Court on Friday. Japanese automaker Honda announced a major expansion today of its Canadian operations. The company will invest $15 billion to build four new facilities in Ontario to produce electric vehicles and battery components. They'll be alongside one of its factories in Alliston, north of Toronto. Philip Lee Shannock has more.
Like many in Alliston, retiree Margaret Ringland is happy Honda is investing $15 billion in the area.
I hope that they create jobs for people right now that are really struggling in this area.
Honda will build four new facilities in Ontario to make electric vehicles, batteries, and battery components. 240,000 vehicles per year will roll off its assembly lines. Sam Fiorani, an analyst with Auto Forecast Solutions, says it comes during a lull in EV demand as Ford and Tesla lay off workers.
The demand will catch up eventually, but in the meantime, you have to make the investment, you have to prepare for that change.
Unifor, the union that represents auto supply chain workers, say this historic investment will ensure a future auto industry in Canada. And the $5 billion in incentives from Ontario and the federal government is well spent. Philip Lee Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.
The New York Appeals Court has overturned the 2020 rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein. The court ruled the judge in the case was prejudiced against the former Hollywood producer. It says the judge improperly allowed women to testify about allegations that were not part of the proceedings. Some New York residents criticized today's decision, calling it a step backwards.
I was shocked and I was appalled.
Justice hasn't been served. Justice is weak.
Like, what's the point of me saying somebody sexually assaulted me if the system is not going to do anything about it?
A new trial has been ordered. However, Weinstein will remain in prison. He's serving a 16-year sentence after being found guilty in another rape case in Los Angeles. The United States Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted for actions he took while in office. The former president is criminally charged with conspiring to overturn the 2020 election results. Trump's legal team says a president has to have absolute immunity to govern effectively. Sonia Sotomayor was among the justices who expressed skepticism of that argument.
This is what you're asking us to say, which is that a president is entitled for total personal gain to use the trappings of his office without facing criminal liability.
The Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision by the end of June. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.